Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Speculators Podcast. Namaste, greetings from India. Today, we got a very special episode in store because we're talking about morning routines. Over the course of this podcast, we've had some incredible guests on, and a topic that I find very interesting is how are these traders spending their mornings? What time do they get up? What do they do? Do they meditate? Do they do yoga? Do they just grab a coffee and hit the screens, taking the day head on? In this episode, we've taken clips across the guests that we've had on, we've compiled them into one succinct supercut episode for you, and that's what we're gonna be watching today. So kick back and relax. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you're feeling a little lost in your morning routine, I hope you can get some inspiration, but let's all just enjoy. Thanks for being here, and let's jump in. When you're starting the day, let's say before you actually sit down at the screens, do you do any type of like morning ritual, like meditation or going for a walk or avoiding coffee for the first hour or getting sunlight or anything like this? Or?
Yes, need sunlight because, I mean, I have the windows open, but it's just something about being in the sun wakes me up. Ice bath. Yeah, or a cold plunge. Because in my opinion, it builds mental resilience. Like, I don't want to do this. And then it really, like, it gives you a serotonin boost. Not eating the entire trading session, drinking a ton of water or lemon water. I find doing like an intermittent fast through the session is powerful because your brain starts, I just focus better. I just focus better. And in my opinion, you know, our ancestors didn't eat all the time. So they wouldn't eat all the time. And then they would go out and hunt the food or find it or whatever. And your brain sort of goes more into this hyper focus because you're on the hunt. And it really helps with trading. Because if I eat or do any kooky stuff like that, I just start to shut down. Mentally, because I mean, sitting here for hours and not getting stupid, that takes time to build that endurance, and it's not easy because fatigue does kick in. So, I would say sunlight, cold plunge, intermittent fast, a ton of water. That would be the kind of before and going into the session.
No, big time. Okay. That is a proper morning ritual routine there.
Very ritualistic in everything I do. I'm superstitious in many ways and ritualistic in many ways. I wake up every morning between 4:45 and 5 o'clock. First thing I do is if my wife is still in bed, I make the bed. And if she's still in bed, I make my end of it. That's the first thing I do. It's very important that I do that. She normally wakes up the same time I do. So I'll make our bed. Then the second thing I do is I do a guided meditation, and then I do some breathing exercises. At that point, then I'll do a little bit of yoga or light stretching. Now I'm up an hour, you know, so I come downstairs. I don't drink coffee anymore. I drink a lot of water. So I'll come downstairs and check price, you know, what's the market done overnight, and I'll adjust my targets for the day. And if I've got positions on, I'll just adjust stops and do whatever I need to do. And then at that point, I put my plan out to traders that are in my trading group. And last thing I do, and I listen to music. By the time I get downstairs, I put music on, and I got a playlist that continually plays. So the whole idea is that by the time the market opens, you know, by the time the bonds open at 7:20 Central Time, crude opens at 8 o'clock, and the equities open at 8:30 Central Time, I'm, you know, reaching like a, you know, a morning climax. You know, I've got like a crescendo. I've got, you know, I've got accomplishments under my belt. So, you know, my first trade doesn't need to be my first accomplishment. I've already accomplished things in the morning. I'm focused. I'm, you know, what I call confident, carefree, fearless, and focused. I'm CCFF. I'm confident, carefree, fearless, and focused. If I can determine through my morning routines to what level and to what extent I am CCFF, then I can decide what kind of size I'm going to trade that day, depending on how the market trades, you know?
Yeah.
If I'm not confident, carefree, fearless, and focused, then I'm going to trade smaller size. If I am, then I'll trade bigger size. If the market cooperates, and I'm always looking for spots to size up. size down. And I'm always looking for spots to go big, go small, or not at all.
And let's start there, actually, because that's where my day, my next day begins. Okay. Because typically at about 3 p.m. Eastern. And the reason for that is, over the years of trading, I've realized that most of the trades that I put on in the final hour are not successful. I've been a net loser in that final hour with new trades. So I'll set some alerts on stocks that might look interesting into the close, but I'm generally, my preparation for the next day begins at 3 p.m. That's when I pull up those 200s, that list of 200 or so names, and I go through those. I then, you know, write them down on a little sheet of paper. Oh, I guess like my screen's all fuzzy. You can't see that. So I'll write them down on a little sheet of paper. And I'll look at those and get it down to, again, there's probably 15 names there for tomorrow. And then I will look at those a little bit more carefully. So I have a subscription service at Alpha Trends. As the market closes, I do a daily wrap up of the market. And then I do another brief video that is educationally driven about, here's how these stocks are set up. Here's what we're looking for. Here's how we're anticipating this trade to set up. And then the next day, I'll wake up again, you know, looking at my tendencies and biases. I try not to get in front of the computer. You know, if there's a big economic number, sometimes I'll get there at 6:30 a.m., which is 8:30 Eastern, so I'm in Colorado. But that generally gives me too much time to get into trouble. So I like to sit down at about 9 a.m. Eastern. What I might do is, you know, wake up, get coffee, go through my emails, read, you know, certain market letters, and I don't really read them. They're just kind of the synopsis of the news. So I have an idea of what's driving the psychology of the day. I don't really read the articles so much, but more the headlines to say, you know, here's what people are talking about. I don't care about this reporter who's been out of college for 3 years, knows nothing about the market and his take on it. I'm going to, in other words, I don't want to develop a bias. Okay. So I don't turn TV on because that's a weakness of mine as well. If I hear something, I'll get interested. I'll pull up a chart. So then, you know, the market opens. I'll try not to trade the first 5 to 10 minutes. It's, again, just not something I'm generally good at. If I have overnight positions that are gapping up significantly, I'll often sell most of my position into that gap. But I don't initiate positions prior to the open. So as my alerts start triggering, I'm looking at my focus list of that 15. There might be three or four that I have starred, that those are the ones I really want to pay attention to the most. Those are my A-list ideas. So I might get into a trade, or I might be adjusting a stop on something after about 15 minutes. I, you know, never want to put a stop in before the first 15 minutes of the day, because, you know, as I always tell people, that's how you get your stock stolen from you. So I, you know, monitor my positions. I reset a bunch of alerts. I start new positions, manage the open ones. And then at 11 Eastern, I do a quick update of the markets for subscribers. And then the rest of the day, I'm, you know, either involved in a project or just, I'm generally don't put on many trades after about 11 Eastern. So my sweet spot is probably between 9:45 and 11 a.m. That's when the majority of my trades are put on. And then I'll, you know, look at new ideas, maybe see what people are talking about, and just kind of repeat that whole process day after day.
You know, I'm up and going around 6:30 or so. Okay.
This is Eastern time?
Central.
Okay. So it'd be 7:30 New York time.
7:30 Eastern. Yep.
Okay.
You know, I get low blood sugar. One thing I used to not really take care of is myself, my body. So I'm making sure that I'm getting, you know, some good protein, some good carbs, staying hydrated. The whole, you know, morning routine, I'm not like off the deep end with anything or whatnot. I know people who are, you know, insane about their structured water and, you know, all that good stuff. I'm, you know, pretty simple Alabama guy. But anyways, take care of the body. Self-check-in, quiet time is very, very important. You know, you can, you know, part meditation, part prayer, but definitely being in tune with myself in terms of how I'm feeling. Is there a level of emotional upsetness? How tired am I? You know, all those good things. Where am I as I really get into closer to the trading day on maybe a spectrum of overconfidence or underconfidence even can be really important to kind of just knowing and acknowledging where I'm at there with some of that. I am currently taking our two-year-old to daycare. So I run him over to daycare, not too far from the house, back, coffee, sit down at the desk, fire things up, do kind of a little bit more of an official self-check-in. Then I check on my traders, see if there's any kind of, you know, overnight action and things that they've been doing, if they need help, or if there's a risk issue I need to attend to or things like that. And then it's depending on the market environment, as I mentioned, right? I might just fire up the ES and not even look at anything else. Or if it's quieter times, as I said, then I'm going to start that kind of approach of doing an analysis on a lot of different markets and seeing where I want to focus my attention that day. Trading very intensely, typically in the morning. That's kind of my sacred time where I'm you know, not really available to anyone else for anything.
What time is that from? From like 9:30 to 11:30 or?
No, it's from like just before 8:30, my time. So just before the opening bell, typically, you know, maybe call it eight, you know, when energies are opening and things like that. For let's call it 2 hours. That's kind of like a dedicated block for me. From there, I'll check in with some people who manage like teams of my traders and whatnot, seeing what's going on, what they're seeing. They kind of run morning meetings with those traders for me. And then from there, it's also going to what my day is going to depend on what the volatility is like, what the opportunities are like. Am I still kind of trying to get into a really an A plus type of a situation position that I've yet to be able to get in and stay in? If I'm already in a position, then I'm probably going to set some alerts and, you know, see if I can get the core position to run and whatnot, have some stops in and whatnot. And then, you know, I might go play nine holes of golf. I might go take a golf lesson. I might go play some tennis. I might spend some time, you know, with my wife and kid. And then it's back, you know, after lunch or whatnot. And again, it depends, but, you know, it's back to kind of potential market focus if it need be.
What's the morning routine look like for you?
I try to, I haven't in a month and a half. I feel like some people would come on the podcast and tell you they do it every day. I have not since all this shit's been going on, but meditate, 50 pushups, one of these with water and electrolytes, really simple, 10 minutes of meditation, pushups. I mean, to do 50 pushups, it takes me like 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So we're talking like a 15 minute morning routine, nothing crazy, bro. But I just don't get into trading right away because I make stupid decisions. I know myself, if I just jump into the charts, I will guaranteed I'll force a trade within the first hour for no reason, because I'm bored and I'm not in the right mindset. So I think it's all about priming the mindset so that way you stay on. If you've read Jared Tendler's book, The Mental Game of Trading, he calls it your A game. You want to show up to trade when you're at your A game. And if you can identify when you're not at your A game, whether it's B or C game, you can actually save yourself a lot of money. So that morning routine helps me stay, or at least try to stay on my A game.
Look, I have to be very routine because I'm trying to force into a limited amount of time a lot of things. Okay, so when I'm training, I'm not training for half an hour. This morning, I had an hour and 5 minute fartlek run. Okay, that means I'm prepping for that. I got to eat for that. I got to get dressed. I got to run. I got to come back.
A 1 hour what run?
A fartlek run. So it's basically a fartlek run is rather than just running 1 hour at a constant pace, you're kind of moving through gears. So you're kind of, you're just moving through different speed gears effectively. It's just a type of smart training when it comes to running. Anyways, my morning would wake up typically 5:30. I would then spend a half an hour just gathering where my thoughts are. I'm a big believer in meditation. Not meditation as in like hum, but I really like to understand my thoughts. So I typically write out, you know, I had a heated discussion with my wife last night. Why did it get heated? Why did it go that way? You know, maybe she was right with this. So I'm very much someone that wants to understand or at least have a second thought about my thoughts. So I write a lot of things out. Again, like I said, I would like my meditative practice to also adopt other things. Like, you know, I do fast forward meditation as well occasionally. But again, the reality is that there is a very limited amount of time in my day. So at the most, at the very least, I will gather my thoughts, write down my thoughts in the morning. Then it's on to an hour training session. And then it's breakfast and spending some time with the girls. They entertain me in the morning. And then, yeah, I like to be at my desk 9 o'clock in the morning, going through my, my structured prep sheet effectively, which is an automated sheet that's just defining structures for me. It's not something I have to go write out. It's something that comes directly from my charts. And then, yes, at that point, I typically don't like to be involved within the first half an hour simply because I'm a firm believer you've got to warm up to risk. It's something that you have to kind of, you know, if you just sit down and put a trade on, the reality is you're not ready for risk. You're not ready to sort of take on that stressor so quickly. But yeah, because I've got a lot of automated stuff, I don't need typically what I used to need. I used to need about 45 minutes to get going. Now it's kind of 15 minutes and I've got an understanding of where I'm going to apply myself.
You know, it's changed lately. I'm doing a lot more stuff at night and I'm getting myself more wrapped around what I'm looking at coming into the morning. You know, last night was actually one of the rare nights I actually did a trade from home and I did a crude oil trade. I started the position because the market closed in an area that I thought was of interest to me. So I initiated the position there from my laptop. And so I like to look at the markets that closes because kind of what I've mentioned, I'm trying to dedicate a majority of my energy and time towards the swing trading. I mean, the investment side is different because I have different investments and I have my own stock account, you know, somewhere it's I'm not touching and somewhere I'm somewhat active in. And so the investment side is like, it's passive, right? If you want to call it that, even though I'm still actively looking at it. The swing trading side, a lot of it comes after what happens at the end of the day. And I feel like that's got me into such of a better framework and stronger hands in the markets because it's allowed me to let days set up and coming in the next day. And I know what direction I'm looking for. So it starts really at night for me now. When the end of the day comes, I'll take a look at it and go, wow, that was interesting. I saw that, right? And because a lot of times I'm not trading middle of the day to the end of the day. It depends. If we're really busy, yeah. Or if I'm busy, I'm not, right? So it's just, it's dependent. But at the end of the day, it's where it starts because I can see things like how are markets closing? How are things going into the overnight? What did the market do to, you know, the news the other day with, you know, what happened with Saudi Arabia and OPEC cuts and all these different things? Like, okay, what happened there? And you can look at it and you digest it. And when you come in the morning, I like to primarily do my trading within the first couple of hours. And so that's where I'll start initiating positions, working my stops, knowing where I'm at. And at that point, I'll identify if it's a day trading type day or not. Mm. You know, day trading really almost has to force me into want to do it because I don't really want to. And I think that actually helps me because the fact that I don't want to, it allows me to not do something, not to force something. So the overnight is like, okay, this is what happened. Come in the morning. I wake up in the morning and my morning routine is very simple. I eat very light when I'm trading because I found that I get sluggish. So I'm not a big eater during the day. It's almost really almost like a keto, you would say. You know, I wake up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee, basically usually a bulletproof, something like that. Hmm. Read, get myself situated, see what's happening at my house, right? You know, all of the markets. Then I get in the car and I leave. 99.9%, maybe not that high, but a high percentage, I'm not executing at that moment. I get to the office, I sit down here. Sometimes, some mornings I'll work out before I come if I see nothing. Some mornings I'll come straight here because I'm like, okay, I want to be there for the open. Watch the open, then the day kind of presents itself. Now, mind you, I'm already knowing where I'm looking more biased of direction. So now I'm looking to see confirmation in the morning. Does the morning on the open give me something that says this is a day trading opportunity, or is this more of something that you're leaning on the swing side? And then I make that execution based upon what happens after that. I get that information.
Very interesting. Do you feel that there is like a certain intangible about creating an idea, having a bias, and then separating yourself from the market, having that overnight time, almost that it kind of just percolates in the head a little bit? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do, because like this morning, like yesterday, I initiated the crude position. I put on a small start. I like to start all my swing positions small because most of the time they go against you, right? They're never just that clean. So you get in, I wake up in the morning, I see it's against me and it's like, oh, it's a small position. But at that time I thought about it overnight. I'm like, look at, you know, it's already had a big move. You just kind of like wrapping your head around what your thought process is. You come in and the mornings give you confirmation because that's the ring of the bell. That's when the energy is there. And that's when the volatility is going to hit. And so at that moment, I look for confirmation in my ideas, and it allows me to really just be a better executor of my thought process. But I've had some time to let it simmer. You know, in the past, what I would do is I would only come in the morning, see what's happening in the morning after I'd read a little bit, check out the markets. And it was all about, you know, the open, right? And so I've just gotten away from that because it's just not every day is that great. And not every day do I want to be physically and mentally 100% dedicated to it. Because I think that's the other thing is that a lot of people say, well, I'm trading part-time, or I'm doing this while I'm doing that. If I have something else to do, it's hard for me to trade, because if I trade for even 30 minutes in the morning and it's a crap day, that almost spills into the rest of my day. You're thinking about it. You lost a little bit, or you made a little bit, and you're like, oh my, what am I doing? And so it's like, I'm always, it throws me off. And I have other businesses. I have other things that I'm looking at. It's like, dude, when you're ready to be 100%, if it's a great day, then everything else is secondary. But unless that happens, you know, it's just not that often anymore, you know? And so I look at it and say, be patient, man. You know how to, you know, it took me years to really develop a swing trading mindset, because from a short-term scalper to a swing trader, it's difficult, because now I'm holding positions. Like right now I have a position on it. It's like, I could say several years ago, it'd be hard for me to be here. I'd have a chart up right now. I don't have a chart up because I'm in a position and I want to be in it. And either you decide you want to do it or you don't. Right. And swing trading, you really have to be that way versus a day trader, because when you come in, pays off the morning, you're doing stuff. I'm buying, I'm sold. You know, you're active. Your energy is all geared towards that. And it could be draining, even if, you know, you're winning. And so I've really tried to slow things down and be able to come in with that mindset of, what did you see when nothing was really going on, when you didn't have a position on? What's it confirming with you today? And if it forces me to do something more aggressively or more intraday, I do it. But it's got to be situational.
When you wake up in the morning, you're programmed biologically to want to be productive in some way, shape, or form, right? Whether it's going for a run or whether it's trading or your job or whatever. So to sit down at your computer to trade and then to do nothing because you can't get a read goes against your inherent biology. Right. Mm. So trading as an endeavor or career or profession, that's probably the reason it's the most difficult, is because most people who get into it want to log on every day and make a paycheck. Right. So like, I want to log on, I want to make 500 a day, I won't have to have a normal job. And that's the way that they view it. And they don't realize when they begin that that's just not the way it works. And you can ask anybody who's been doing this for any amount of time, they'll tell you the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. For what you just said. So you have to combat that psychologically. Are you familiar with Andrew Huberman? He's a neuroscientist out of
Stanford. Yeah, Huberman.
Yeah, Huberman, right?
Yeah, so of course, the podcast, right?
It's awesome, right? Podcast. So the reason I mention this is because one of his things that he says, which is I've been doing for years, but he's right, is like, when you wake up in the morning, just go get some sunlight on your eyes and walk, right? Even if you're just walking around your house because it's frigid cold outside, walk around your house a little bit, you know, look out the window and just do what you're supposed to do when you normally wake up, you know, as a human being. And that alone is much better than just instantly flipping open your screen and start digging into the charts or the overnight or whatever, right? Just kind of get your body moving. Eat, don't eat, coffee, no coffee, whatever. And then for me, honestly, I just flip open the screen, turn it on and go at that point. I will be aware of what happened overnight, right? So like if I turn on the screen and I see that the Dow futures are off 600, then I'll be, you know, aware of, okay, we're going to open a lot lower, and then take it from there. But ultimately, it's more about really just trying to get a feel for, again, like good liquidity, you know, like is size trading? Are they pushing one direction easily? Or even if they're going back and forth, are they doing it in a way that's readable versus, you know, versus maybe like the liquidity in the ES, instead of being 100 by 100, it's 10 by 10, right? So if you got 10 by 10, they just spike it both ways, 3 points on no volume. Well, how do you predict that? I don't know where the next, 200 contracts are going to go. But if the liquidity is good and it's 100 up on both sides, and I can kind of see they keep pushing through, price after price, then at least I know that it's tradable.
I want to take a quick break from the episode to talk to you about TradeAct. If you're on the trading journey and if you're really about this life, you know that it's not easy. And if you're feeling lost in your trading, maybe you're not getting the results that you want, maybe you're lost and you don't even know if you're doing the right things and if you're heading in the right direction, don't worry, TradeAct's here to help. From our flagship product, the Profile Method, all the way to our entry-level product, the Profile Formula, there's going to be something for everybody, regardless of where you're at in the trading journey. TradeAct is my company that I help start. All of the content that I create, all of the trading that I do, it happens right inside of TradeAct. So if you're ready to take your trading to the next level, click the link below. You can get started today. Now let's get back to the episode.
I have to be honest with you that my prep has changed somewhat recently, because about 8 months or so ago, I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast. I live in Los Angeles now. And so that has changed a lot, because unfortunately it's taken away some of, I haven't cut down anything in terms of the prep of the market. I mean, I'm doing the pre-market perspective. I'm shooting a video every morning. And this not only obviously is I'm doing this for subscribers, but it helps me so much to sort of crystallize all the thoughts in my head and really organize what I'm seeing in front of me with the pre-market. But, on a personal level, I'll be honest with you, when I had much more time in the morning, when I wasn't, getting up at five for the markets on the East Coast, being out here, I would incorporate a lot more personal stuff into it, such as, meditation, things like that, maybe a little bit of, Tai Chi type stuff, breathing, whatever, anything that can sort of calm the mind to get you more in the mindset of being more mindful and seeing, getting ready for the day. As far as the market stuff is concerned, like I said, no change there. My main thing is to take a very, very deep dive on the overnight activity in the ES. And that's what forms the basis of my report, my video every morning. I look at a lot of things that I feel that most people don't. I'm extremely interested in overnight activity, whether that overnight activity is long or short, where that overnight activity is traded in relation to the prior day's settlement, where that overnight activity sits sort of inside or outside in relation to the prior day's range. All of these are huge pieces of market generated information that will give you a edge, I believe, in understanding what the market is going to do, especially early in the day. A lot of traders get very, very tripped up with the first 30 minutes, and I think they overtrade and they just jump into sort of this mess when they really shouldn't. And this morning analysis that I do is very, very instrumental in keeping you out of that sort of trouble. Like, it will really, it really helps me as well, and I hope that it helps other people. So that's a huge part of it.
Living in Mountain Time, so that means that markets open at 7:30 my time, so my mornings are pretty compressed.
Sure.
So if you have most of my prep now, like after the market's closed, I'm coming up with the plan for the next day. I'm determining key areas where I expect certain behaviors within the auction, and typically that means that I'm expecting there to be a pause that could allow me to make a decision, and then that would get further layered in later. But discerning those, and then based on how today traded and what the posture of the auction is, I would then go and come up with kind of three scenarios based on where we open. Okay. Do we open in range? Do we open out of range? Or do we open in a place that's counter to what I believed the player in control had when we went home? And that kind of bakes overnight. And then, I wake up and I typically try to have, some time and quiet. I have ADHD, so meditation is lovely. And yet I kind of need to do something active before I can do that. I live in a town where, lots of people commute by bike. And so I commute to my office. That allows me to kind of process that, meditate, and then kind of see where, where are we on the open? And then as the market opens, I start cascading through my playbook of, what playbook trade is available at this time of day? And is that available in any of the products that I'm paying potential to focus on in an intraday basis, which intraday it's ES, NASDAQ, Russell and crude, and then expands out beyond that to kind of the whole host of the six asset classes within futures. If it's more multi-session, and those positions I'm looking, I'm typically shopping around lunch or you know, in the afternoon when I'm not looking at intraday stuff.
The type of trading that you're doing requires an incredible amount of just being present, being in the moment. And I should say all of trading requires this. The preparation portion that you do, is this something that you do every day as far as like meditations, or is it like an ongoing act as you're in front of the screens that help you not drift off and just stay fluid with what's going on? Or what's your preparation like for, let's say, the mental side of what you have to do?
Yeah, I had a tremendous capacity to experience pain and suffering 40 years ago, 35 years ago, trading. I just, I can't believe it's doing this. And then I'd feel bad. And I'd feel bad for days afterwards. Al, you're such a fool. Why did you do that? You've done that same stupid thing 10 times. Now I don't care. Okay. And, not caring is one of the most important qualities a trader can have. Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't care. You don't look back at your mistakes. And I can't even, I know I suffered a lot. I'd be incredibly tense and upset for days after doing something really stupid. And now I know that I did it, but I no longer have those feelings. And it's because I'm at the point of my career where I don't care, right? I never care. I don't care if I lose. I don't care if I win. I don't care if I miss a trade. I don't care. And, I come in without any emotion. I just look at what the market is doing and I try to find a pattern and then think about some way, can I structure a trade is there a profitable strategy here? Is there a way I can buy or sell and manage? And if I do that exact same thing 10 times, am I going to end up with a profit?
First thing I wake up and I like to do what's called a pre-wake up, something that kind of messed me up earlier in my career is I thought I can just wake up fresh out of bed. And I'm the type that like hops out the bed, does a backflip. I'm like, I'm ready to attack today. And I used to think that I can get right into the charts and start trading. And what I found was that although my body was awake, my mind was still asleep. So I found myself making a lot of dumb decisions, a lot of emotional based decisions and getting myself into trouble. So I always do a pre-wake up. So I wake up, I do fire up the charts. I want to see if there's anything, if I'm holding something overnight, if anything got triggered, if anything needs to be managed so I can handle that. But after that, I try to do at least about a half an hour to an hour of other stuff, whether it's some yoga, some stretching, whether it's checking emails, whether it's chatting with clients, something not trading related to give my brain that time to wake up. Then I hit the charts for my first round of pre-market analysis where I go through my entire portfolio. I do my scan. I go through my checklist. I kind of have an idea of, hey, something may be happening on this pair. I kind of write out what do I need to pay attention to, put those in my notes and know when I have to keep an eye on something. I do coach traders. So I do run a live room every day. We do a live room from about 7:30 in the morning to about usually about 9:30. So a couple of hours. So we're rolling through the charts again, both higher time frames. So that's my second round through the higher time frame setups, then also the lower time frames as well. And obviously if any trades get triggered during that period, we take them. After the live trading room, I do as much as I can to get away from the charts. So I found another thing that helps me is kind of disconnecting, right? Whether it's a good day, whether it's a bad day, whether I had trades, whether I had no trades. If you're in front of the charts for too long of a period at a time, you tend to kind of get zombie-like, right? You kind of lose your sharpness. So I use that time to go and work out, go for a run, play with the kids, whatever it may be, just a little bit of time away from the charts. That way I can come back in the afternoon, do another scan, another checkup, and see if anything is on the radar.
My day starts at about 5 a.m. East Pacific, and it doesn't involve the charts at all. So I have a whole practice that I go through, breathing practice, meditation, walk, hydration, all kinds of stuff. And then I really don't have to drop into the chart until about a half hour before the market opens, partially because I've been doing this for so long, but I've also am teaching and training and showing just two trading styles that don't require a lot of planning of prep work or all this kind of stuff, right? We can essentially look at four or five different things and we can be oriented and pretty well ready to go. And it's not just show up and throw up. A lot of people see my pre-market routine and feel like I'm not spending as much time teaching people how to plan out everything. Again, plan your trade, plan a trade. That's the Tyson thing, right? Yeah, that works great until you get hit in the face. right? So all this trade planning and stuff that you hear of, again, nothing wrong with it. I just think it doesn't serve people in the ways in which people intend it to. So so that's about it. Then we trade for about 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes a little longer. The goal is to make sure that everyone has no large red days. We do three things. G is a big green day. Small G is a small green day. Big R is a big R day, and small R day. And that's just in the 45 minutes. And we try to string together as long as we can of seeing no big R's. In fact, I'd like to see more small R's. Small R's are better than big G's, because big G's generally mean people are overlevered. So anyway, got the trade room then. And then I pretty much turn on my automated models and spend about 3 or 4 hours just completely away from the screen. Then I'll come back and watch the close, the cash close for the stock indices. And that's about it.
I've always been an early riser. I've been off the trading floor for 16 years. I'm still up every day around 5:45, 6 o'clock. It's just habit. I come down, have a cup of coffee, turn my machines on, see what's going on. I don't trade overnight. I only traded futures for about a year, year and a half now. I was always an equities guy. And then I traded the SPY options when SPY got ridiculously expensive. I wish I started trading futures a lot longer ago. They're much cleaner and much better. But I still don't even, I have no interest in trading overnight. To me, regular trading hours is more than enough. It's not in weekend traders as far as I'm concerned. So I get up, look at the screens. Start looking at my charts. I'm big with charts also. I'm always breaking down the monthly, weekly, daily to see what's happening. I'm usually looking at three, the NASDAQ, S&P, and the RYB. Thank you very much. So I do that in the morning. Then I have my, I always do my homework. I always write a little synopsis. What are we looking at? I'm always giving two sides of the market. This can happen if this happens or if this happens, the bull bear scenario. Then I will do my video. I did my video this morning. The headline of my video is, this morning was, does the NVIDIA euphoria last, or will reality set in by some point today with Jack's, you know, with Powell speaking tomorrow? Well, obviously we know what happened today. So reality set in real quick today.
I got a real strong dose of reality today, didn't we?
Real strong. So I did a video. By 9:15, I'm on the microphone and I'm giving the breakdown to my trading room, what I'm looking on both sides of the market today. So I'll use today as an example. I said, we've pulled back a lot from the overnight high. I said, gaps have not held this year. And I keep stats on all that. Upside gaps have held 23% of the time, downside 25. They don't hold. There was no way I thought this gap would hold once we got the overnight low. That's incredibly important to me, the overnights, because once you get one, the odds of getting the other one go down dramatically. So once that happened today, I was telling the room right before it opened, if we get the overnight low, the gap's going to fill. I said, any acceptance back inside yesterday's value and buyers are going to start giving it up. So that's how my day is starting. Sometimes I'll trade right away. Sometimes I won't. I did trade right away today. I shorted the market basically the entire day today. So I'm trading throughout the day. I'm giving what I think the market's going to do to the trading room throughout the day. And it's not like we're saying, you know, after the fact this happened, and we can go over the day today if you want at some point on the profile to show you what I was showing people before it happened and why I thought this market still had some decent downside to it. Mm. So that's what I'm doing during the day.
I have a pretty strict routine, and I love a routine. I mean, I come from years of taekwondo and bodybuilding. So everything has to be programmed, like, you know, the diet, the mm-hmm. times to work, the time to train, the exercise, everything. So I brought that discipline inside my trading. And therefore, when I wake up, you know, from the breakfast, morning meditation, my prayers, then getting over here, preparing my plan for the day. So of course, yeah, we can go over this together.
Great, great. Okay, so what time are you normally waking up in the morning?
I'm waking up at every morning around 6:30.
Okay. Do you set an alarm or do you just wake up?
No, I don't have the alarm almost always. I just like see the light, 6:30, I'm up. And the first thing that I like about my day is, you know, a moment for gratitude. You know, whatever you have, like if you believe in God, if you believe in like in something above us or in that's in the faith, I mean, I'm thankful for what I have. And this is the first thing that my father taught me since I was small, like appreciate what you have. So I started a day with a sense of joy. And then after this, I start thinking what I have to do for the day. My first thought goes to really how I feel, what I have to do today. What is my goal for the day? So I start to preparing for the gym. I try to go fast at the gym because gym is not only, you know, to build muscles or to lose fat. Gym is also like to simply, it's a valve of stress relief. If I don't go gym, I'm like a melting pot that you build. And then a certain point, you know, where the stress is so high, I explode. Instead, going to the gym is something that keeps me free. Besides having my routine, you know, looking my shape, feeling better, mens sana in corpore sano, like Latin used to say, I just feel I need to go over there and like make my mind like a tabula rasa, like erase everything that I have. So when I get back after a shower, I start eating, then I meditate. Not, you know, 2-3 hours, 10, 15 minutes. I start breathing. I feel better with myself. I have now a clear mind. And then I can start really thinking about work. And this will be around probably 9 to 9:30 every day. So I train 5 times a week. 5 times we have like the market. That for me is like my routine. If I skip one of the two things, like let's say meditation or like gym, I don't feel good with myself. I know that I have everything in place. And that's the reason why I think a trader has to be a lot of organizing and program for the day. So after my 9:30 is USA time 3:30. So New York time 3:30 a.m. because, you know, I'm over here in Italy. So I have all time to prepare. The first hours, 2 hours, like I dedicate to the mentoring traders. I review their trades. I look at what they did. I give tips, suggestions. And then I start like working on the pre-market analysis. This is around 6 a.m. New York time. Running my scanners, I use this app called ExoTrade. I look at the biggest gappers in the big caps, in the small caps, in the mid caps, and then also the biggest losers. So I'm seeing what are the major news for the day. What are the main catalysts? Do we have earnings? Do we have like any kind of data coming out? Maybe FOMC or CPI, anything else that it will influence the market? And then I start really writing on my text note all the things that I'm interested in today. It's like a big plan. Maybe I take like 1 hour, 2 hours every single day. Mm. And that's the reason why if I don't do this every single day and I rush into the market like at 9:30 New York time, I won't trade because I need that preparation.
Get out of bed, try to shake the hangover, first off. I'm teasing. Definitely, you know, keeping in a routine, which is really how I lost the weight in general from all those years ago, and I basically kept that up. A very small, quick routine. I've noticed that, you know, if it's something that's really drawn out over time, there's those days where today I got to get to the airport. It's time to go. There's no screwing around. So things have to be, you know, quick. But get up absolutely first thing, get a drink of water. That helps refresh the mind. And if you notice, if you wake up and you drink specifically like just some water right away, then your brain wakes up a little bit more. Try to drink and then go back to sleep. And it's actually a bit harder, you know, like those times when your alarm goes off, you just, oh, I'm just going to cruise and just sleep for 5 more minutes, whatever. Drink some water first, then try to do that. And you're like, it's just a little bit more of a mind waking up kind of sensation. Especially some nice cold water. That's what I prefer. I heard that many, many years ago, but it's, you know, stayed true over time. So get some water. I might have a couple of vitamins, depending on if I'm eating that morning. And eating for me is I do that typical, which has gotten so popular now, the intermittent fasting. That's what they call it. Back in the day before they had all that, it was just, I'm not eating till dinner time. That's all you'd say. But might have just a small bit of fruit and then, you know, open the window, take a look at the sun coming through, kind of wake up a bit more and get to my exercise. Now that might, you know, be less than a 5-minute period. And then working out, I have it down to a real quick routine where, you know, I get, you know, 5 minutes in. And so even if it's a gym day, that's what I call my pre-workout. You know, other people pop these high caffeinated, sugar drinks. I'm like, some people, I have friends messaging me once in a while, like, oh, what are you up to? Oh, hitting my pre-workout, but it's in my home workout before I actually go to the gym and do a workout. So most days out of the week, I do go to the gym. You know, you have to have the rest days anyway. So I'll do that. And I really try to keep any, like looking at my phone, anything like that, checking messages completely away from me until I'm on the bikes at the gym. Now I have certain notifications on my phone to where, you know, if something's happening with the fund on the, that side, bam, you know, it'll wake you up.
Get
you know.
Through.
But those are those emergency things that are set in place. Other than that, I'm not going to check anything till, you know, I've gone through the workout, then I'm, you know, on the little exercise bike, and then I can take out the phone and kind of indulge and maybe do a little scroll through Twitter for a couple of minutes, check emails, do different things. And then you have to get the coffee, going. That's, there we go. Each day. And usually from there, you know, get the coffee and then kind of take a look at what I want to be doing in the market today. And the market from there really looks like this. I have the positions that we're in, which a lot of these may be spreads that we're holding, something like a basis trade, which is one of the key trades that we have for the market neutral fund. And then I look into certain order books, how they're trading and what, where we're running our algos on. I watch those trade out for a little bit. I do my own personal trading on those to where, and again, like even that at this point now is more just testing phases and that testing every single day. Even though I know how things trade, I mean, if you, if you're a trader, you just like doing this anyway. So even I'll have a session of it, even if it's what, just 15 minutes for a day, at least it's, you know, a little bit more touching the market, feeling things out, getting orders filled. And what's really key is going through our data of how the bots have performed, then seeing, okay, what things can we work on from here? Should we be working more on exits? Should we be more working more on entries? Here's the list of trade ideas that we wanted to be developing that we've talked about, you know, for months. Then there's trades that I'm starting to see in order books that, oh, this might be a trade here. And so something like that, I'll trade out at least a couple of months on my own. That'll end up being anywhere from a few hundred trades, a few thousand trades, maybe more than 10,000 trades. And by the way, yeah, I could easily do like 1,000 to 2,000 trades in a day. So that's just by hand.
I wake up my local time at 4:30 to 5 being the latest. And then I'll spend around 5 o'clock to 5:30, which will be like market time will be 8 to 8:30, preparing my watch list. So I scan for stocks. I read the news. I compile a list of anything between 4 to 6 tickers I'm watching. And then so read the fundamental news. I'll create a bias, whether I'm long biased or short biased. And that
hold on a second. Be, not to cut you off. Do you wake up and just go straight into the charts?
Well, I wake up. I don't eat breakfast. I wake up. Maybe I like brush my teeth, use the bathroom. And then 10 minutes later, I'm at the charts. Yeah.
Really? No meditation?
So early, yeah, I can't. I used to be able to like wake up, do some yoga. I used to even work out beforehand, but no, I can't anymore.
Why? What happened?
To wake up at 4:30.
Why? Did you get COVID? Are you suffering from long COVID?
No, because I'm getting old.
Coming for all of us, Shay. It's coming for all of us. Okay. So you wake up and you just hit the markets
pretty much nowadays, yeah.
Okay. Do you drink coffee?
No, I don't drink caffeine anymore.
You really do just hit the markets head on. Okay. Yeah. So sorry to interrupt. You start building your watch list and 4 to 6 stocks that you're watching, you start looking at fundamentals. Please continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I look at fundamentals and then once that's figured out, I see the news and then I have a bias. Then I go to the technicals side, like the charts, daily charts, intraday charts, and kind of like look at the levels and like the most like key levels, what I say. And that's how I'm going to plan out how I'm going to trade the stock, the strategies I'm going to use. And then I'll share my plans with like the people I'm trading with.
And then you trade the market open?
Yeah. So depends on the setups or depends on the watches. Sometimes I'll even get in pre-market, but most of the times this year, at least so far, I trade I would say I like to wait at least 10 minutes after the open, and then I'll trade. I usually place a trade within the first half an hour, and then depends on the setup or strategy, then that may last for an hour and a half, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or half an hour.
One trade might last that long?
It could, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Interesting. And then do you trade the morning session and then you're done for the day, or do you trade all day?
Yeah, I don't trade all day anymore. In 2020 and 21, when there were so much opportunities, I would trade the entire day. But last year and this year, I find that if I trade past 12 o'clock Eastern, then I start like doing stupid things and giving back profits. And there's not necessarily more opportunities in the afternoon. So if I'm swing trading, then that's when I'll like enter a trade in the afternoon. But like for day trades wise, usually I'm done by 9 o'clock my time, and that's 12 o'clock Eastern.